The ghosts were walking in broad daylight in Kolkata, in black capes and white masks. They were marching and shrieking in nasal, ghostly voices. The ghosts were upset because a film about ghosts has just disappeared in Kolkata. Why has our film vanished? We want answers. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. A few years ago, director Anik Dotto made a super hit film about a gaggle of ghosts rendered homeless when their haunted house is being torn down for gentrification. That film was Bhuter Bhobishyot, The Future of Ghosts. This year, Dotto had a new film cleverly called Bhobishyoter Bhut, The Ghosts of the Future.
Friends, phantoms and country ghosts. Banglar apamor oshoriri atta ebong priyo bhut petnigon.
But this film was a political satire that gunned down all sides, left, right and center, says actor Borun Chondo.
It is political satire. Left, right, center, সবাইকে মানে গান চালানো হয়েছে একেবারে ধর করে এরকম করে.
Someone got spooked. After barely a day in the theater, it was yanked. No one will say who gave the order. It's someone upstairs, a higher authority. The artists protesting now have a song about the mysterious higher authority. Chanda says, we are getting too thin-skinned.
We do not know what satire is. It is simply making fun of someone through exaggeration so that it becomes funny. It's no more bitter. That is the purpose of satire. Why should it be unacceptable?
That too in Kolkata, a city that prides itself on its intellectual prowess. Writer Kollan Ray.
If somebody asked us to imagine this in India, in Bengal, in Calcutta in particular, I would have laughed in their face. I would have said that this is something that Milan Kundera would probably have written. We need a Milan Kundera here now.
India is no stranger to demands for bans on books and films. Salman Rushdie's Satanic Verses and more recently the Bollywood film Padmavat. Someone is always taking offense. But everyone knew who was upset and why in those cases. Actor Shohag Sen says this one is different.
The funny part is that we don't know who actually is doing it. It's all surmise. And because nobody says that. And nobody has given us or them, whatever, any reason. So that I find is very dangerous.
Kollan Ray.
Nobody knows who's silencing us. This is far more dangerous than the silence itself and knowing who is silencing us.
This is a film that has already passed through the censor board, says Sen.
Then how can you do it? I mean, you know, it won't have a leg to stand on in any court.
There are court appeals, but filmmaker Anik Dotto says his film is already being pirated and sold as DVDs on the streets of Kolkata.
Today, the DVDs are selling on the footpath, which is a further loss which will discourage any investor to come in, apart from the losses which they're incurring every day.
He's had some feelers from industry friends close to the ruling party suggesting a way out.
That I should go down on my knees and beg and appeal.
But he says he won't appeal. We will demand legal explanation, he says. Several hundred people showed up on a Sunday afternoon to do just that. Artists painted, poets recited, singers sang. Some legends of Bengali film like Aparna Sen and Soumitra Chatterjee were there. But perhaps afraid to upset the powers that be, Chatterjee said many in the film industry stayed away. Actor Shujoy Prasad Chatterjee.
I believe the film industry, the entertainment industry, should have been here in full force. Where are the producers? Where are the directors? I mean, only a few legendary ones are here. Where is the young breed? You know, they should have come up and supported this, because this can happen to any one of us.
It could happen to any of us. That's why actor Jayant Kripalani showed up marching with his cane. I asked him why he gave up his Sunday afternoon for this. He pulled out a little book from his pocket. It was the Constitution of India.
I always walk around with this constitution. It protects my rights as a human being, as an Indian. It's the best damn document I've read in a long, long time. And no one can spit on my freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
But I do believe we shall become someday.
A film is murdered, but there are no fingerprints. It could have almost been done by ghosts. Anik Dutta.
I think I'm done with ghosts. And ghosts are, yeah, we know that they're invisible, but this is kind of ironic.
When I came home, I saw on Facebook that a friend of mine was watching Bhavishyatir Bhoot, not in Kolkata, but in a movie theater in Milpitas in California. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Ah!